It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hey, yes, yes, yes. Thank you for joining me here on another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting here on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area and throughout America and throughout the world, actually, on the iHeart Radio Network. Thank you, New York. The Nielsen ratings came in, and we once again are in the top 10 New York AM radio. That is a big deal. I mean, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company, so to come in the top 10 is a big special treat for us, and I say thank you to the listeners. It's because of you that we're in the top 10. That's why we say thank you. And of course, they've come to expect that we have great guests week in, week out. And of course, we have an amazing guest. Without revealing his name yet, it's radio. Got to keep me in suspense to drop, but it's on the all important topic of sales. At the end of the day, every single company, the lifeblood of a company is its sales force. So we have a sales coach superstar on the line. Some of the recent guests that we've had on the show, we had Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, and Mike McIntyre, director of Business and Government Banking at Investors Bank, and many other amazing, Seth Godin. We had amazing guests. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, and better yet, if you visit our YouTube channel and you subscribe, you will automatically be notified every single time the video episode goes live. And most shows are videoed. Most. Almost all. Tonight's is videoed. If you go to YouTube and you type in 710 WOR, Mind Your Business, and you click on subscribe, you will automatically be notified when tonight's show goes live. Well, just to be a mention, open with some thank yous. We have an amazing team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. Cirilli, Michal, Bracha, Miriam, Avigail, Betzal, Elio. They all assist to make this show the success that it is. Special shout out to the great team at 710 WOR. Thank you, Zeb Brenner. And also, we're on Lakewood Scoop every single day. They feature the Business Class Clip. Visit them on Instagram or on Nucky Radio, the Jewish home. Business Class Clips. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. The list goes on. But we got to get to our guest already. So without further ado, we're going to Adam Lieberman, president of Lieberman Training. Adam is a nationally renowned motivational speaker, executive coach, and business consultant. He has over two decades of experience in the field, and he has personally trained thousands of salespeople and business leaders throughout a wide range of industries. Of course, we give a special thank you to Iris Lotowitz, who got us together once upon a time, and he helps executives and companies explore the key elements involved in developing an effective and lasting sales team. Without further ado, Adam Lieberman. Adam, thank you for joining me, actually, once again, but not on 710 WOR, but Adam, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's really appreciated.
Yes, thank you. Well, I reached out to Michal a couple of weeks ago, and I said, we need more amazing salespeople. We need them. People are asking, how do I attract great salespeople? So we're going to jump right in. We're coming off a tough year. We hope that COVID is behind us. We certainly hope and pray that it's behind us. Perhaps you could talk about some changes over the last year and even in general, the whole online world versus brick and mortar. How has the sales force, or has it, the sales force transitioned or changed over the last many years?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, I hear this all the time as I do trainings in different companies. No matter where you are in the country, big companies, small companies, they have the same issue. And that's as follows. You know, 15, 20 years ago, the way to capture clients and to get new accounts and to build a business was being proactive. You would cold call, you could direct market people. You could advertise, do a lot of things where you could be proactive, be trying to see customers, and in return, they would reply back either through the mail or on the phone. Now, obviously now the world is upside down in terms of what it was 20 years ago. Right now, people are doing a lot of searching and shopping. investigation, what they want, how they want it online before they even reach out to somebody. So people became experts, so to speak, in terms of shopping and looking at any product or service they were looking into. They would become, you know, much more educated prior to doing that. So the first major change clearly was people now are being, as a company and as a salesperson, being sometimes being reactive. People are reaching out to you after they've done a lot of research. What the mistake I see companies make, certainly companies starting out, they'll do a lot of ads, whether it be Facebook ads, SEO ads, things like that. And they'll go ahead and try to capture customers, get new business vis-a-vis, you know, the internet, social media platforms. But the mistake they make is, you know, people now have been programmed kind of in two or three different buckets when they're shopping. If it's all about price and they want the cheapest price, at this day and age, you know, no one's going to break into a marketplace if someone's only concerned about price and it's really comparing apples to apples, and someone will search for the cheapest X or go on Amazon for the cheapest Y. At that point, there's not a lot of sales skills involved to get a customer. If they want to buy the cheapest product, then ultimately the price will win. So in this day and age, it's much more about the price. Obviously, it's the same thing for many years, which is the service, the company behind the service, the product you're offering. And the only way to differentiate yourself in this crowded minefield of all these consumers looking for new products and services is to, when they reach out to you, you have to set yourself apart from everybody else. And that's kind of in three different ways. The first way is you must have a real conversation with somebody. I train companies, I train sales leaders that if you're going to do marketing to customers, it must be more like a sales funnel. Instead of trying to market your product solely on a website or in a video, and the call to action is to click to buy now, that will work again if you're a very unique product, it's not a crowded space, or you're competing on the cheapest price. But most companies, and certainly people who offer a service, don't fall into that category, and you need to have a real conversation. So the best way to get that is to ensure that is to make sure you go ahead and you have the call to action is a conversation with somebody, either customer service, a salesperson, somebody inside the company. So again, the marketing is not to sell the product. The marketing is to really find out more how you can help the person buy the product or service. And that converts the marketing not to a sale, but to an interaction with a professional salesperson or a highly trained customer service department.
Such great advice. So that the marketing, in terms of the sales funnel, marketing generates leads, and then it converts it to an interaction, to an individual who will have an engaging phone call to really get a good understanding from the client on how they could service them, as opposed to trying to expect the marketing to win the day, which, of course, you know, usually never works, unless it's, like you said, something that a direct sale on Amazon, all about price. That's something else. But certainly in selling service, and even for high-end products or products, you know, that involves the interaction of a salespeople, let marketing, let those leads connect to an individual who will have an engaging conversation, who then is an expert on how to close the deal.
Correct. You said it very well. And that's the point, is the marketing will then generate the lead. Now, we've all been in a situation ourselves where it's 2 o'clock in the morning, we're online, we got a thought pop into our brain to buy a certain product or service. We search, we fill out a form that we want more information. And the next morning, the phone rings or inbox is full with somebody trying to reach out to us to go ahead and convert that. And we even forgot sometimes what we were filling out so late at night, right? So a big call to action needs to be how to filter through a lot of those, you know, people that are just searching without a real desire to buy. But it's very important to keep in mind that even those people that just filled out something, right? That's why when they contact a company or reach out back to them again, is a key point right now. When you call back a lead and somebody wanted more information on a product or service, a lot of times they'll fill out all the information. If you're trying to sell product X, they'll tell you they want to buy product X. They'll tell you they want to buy it immediately. They'll tell you what the price range they're hoping to spend. You're trying to sell a service, they'll fill out the same drop-down boxes and, you know, tell you they want to buy it. When you call them back, though, the entire enthusiasm they had when they filled out that form has evaporated many times. And sometimes as high as 50 to 60% of the people you're calling back may have no recollection of you filling out the form, let alone have an engaging conversation. So that's why it's so important when you call somebody back, you have to reignite that enthusiasm. And that goes for any kind of inbound marketing that they responded to, a direct marketing piece or an advertising or an online or social media. You have to convert that quasi-interest into more of an engaging conversation. And the biggest tip how to do that is to ask questions. The mistake people make in sales, and this, you know, even 20 years ago with the same thing, and it's a corny saying, but it's so true. Selling isn't telling. Selling is asking. And that's the key. So when someone calls back and they're responding back to someone that filled out a lead form, or someone's calling a company and respond to a campaign, call us now. The key, and the successful salespeople, the key things they do, they immediately engage by asking questions such as, thank you for reaching out to us. Why is now a time you're looking for this product or service? Question two is, you know, thank you for reaching out to us, and I want to see if I can help you. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of quick questions to see the best way I can help you? Question three, by the way, we saw you responding to our advertisement online, or we saw you responding to our social media post, or we saw you filled out as online form. A couple of quick questions in terms of the what you're looking at. What made you respond to what we're marketing? Just is more curiosity, or is more because you're looking to actually move forward? The most important thing about these questions is that it engages the customer and it does the following. It converts that logical interaction, which is just a logical conversation, to an emotional-based conversation. Again, it goes from logic about checking a product or service, and it reignites the emotional desire they had when they originally reached out to you. And that's the only way you can separate yourself in this crowded field right now from people that are always competing for the cheapest product, you know, the fastest delivery, and you want to break in there. That can only happen when you can ignite somebody's emotion to show why you can stand out and you can offer somebody better service, better quality, better product, a better company behind that product. And that will allow you to explain that in a way once their emotion has been raised of why they reach out to you in the first place.
Adam, this show is going to get a lot of viewership on YouTube. In fact, even the one we did a couple years ago is, I don't know, 1,300, 1,500, something like that. And that was years ago. And you're sharing such great stuff, and we appreciate that. And we know you normally get paid a lot of money for this. How can people, and you deserve it, because you make customers scale, you know, 10x, whatever the particular bar is. How can people find out more information and get in touch with you?
Thank you. Go to LiebermanTraining.com, LiebermanTraining.com. You'll see some videos, see some free training, get a sample of what it is that I do for companies. And if there's a good fit, we can take the next step.
Yeah, excellent. And we hope that this tonight show is going to make it up there as well. Excellent. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit bottomlinemg.com, that's bottomlinemg.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR. A reminder, this tonight's show is going to be up on YouTube in the near future. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you will automatically be notified when it goes live. Our YouTube channel is on YouTube, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. And of course, some of the amazing tips that Adam's sharing is going to appear on Business Class. In Instagram, just follow us at Business Class Clips on Instagram, and you will see the amazing takeaways from tonight's show with Adam. Adam, thank you for joining me here again on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it's going to be a pleasure, and it already is a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. It's always great to get together. And again, a special thank you again to Iris Lodowitz, Iris Z, who got us together way back, right, a couple of years ago. Adam, you know, again, the last year was a challenging year. And especially for salespeople. I mean, imagine salespeople that sold face-to-face. They now have to sell via Zoom. So many adjustments. Perhaps you could just, we're not going back and rehashing how challenging the year was. Rather, from your experience, you're great at takeaways and ideas and solutions. What could you share with us?
I'll tell you, one of the biggest takeaways in this wild COVID year was it traditionally, you know, it's no secret that when somebody has a current supplier and they're using a certain store they shop in or a certain service provider they always go to, a new salesperson always has had the challenge how to break into someone that's using the competition or that's, you know, has loyalty to a certain brand or a certain store or a certain service they always subscribe to. How do you break through that noise? And what COVID taught everybody, and this, you know, anecdotally, there's a local Starbucks, and I saw there was just this massive line always when the drive-thru was open during the height of COVID. And the manager and I are very close, and he said to me, not only are sales, you know, more than they have ever been at the Starbucks, he said something is very fascinating. People are now going to him that never would have come to him beforehand because of the drive-thru. And even other drive-thrus opened up at someone's old establishment, he still captured that business. Meaning that the reset button that every consumer had, where they had any loyalty, to be very dramatic, went out the window. There was no loyalty because people were in survival mode. You know, who can give me my product, my service, provide me with what I need now, and deliver it to me and give it to me in a timely fashion. And therefore, anyone that had a loyalty to a certain store, if their store was not able to provide it for them, they went someplace else. So the mentality and the psychology of people that had such loyalty to a service, a product, a company, that really has been rewired. The now people are now, I've seen this now in the last 2-3 months, that the mentality is people will try something new. And the fear of trying something new, that barrier has been shattered. And now people have always now have this ability to break in as a salesperson or a new store, providing a new service in a crowded marketplace. You can now do that because people's, you know, you could always done it. You know, people enter, you know, crowded markets all the time and selling a product or service that's been out there before. But now the consumer has been wired, I think, forever to go ahead and be in a situation where they're much more open to trying a competitor's product or service because they've been programmed do that really out of survival mode during when COVID really first hit.
All right. So, Adam, I've heard you talk about this in the past, and that is, and it's really a following up exactly from what you've been talking about. It's easier to go from 1 to 10 than to 1. Can you explain that amazing
concept? Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. You know, whether this happens all the time when anyone's trying to, you know, break into sales as a career, and the hardest thing to do is to get their first account, whatever it is. And it's much easier once they have the first account to get 9 more than to get the first account. So it's much easier to go from 1 to 10 than 0 to 1. So the most important thing for any company offering any product or service, any salesperson trying to sell any product or service, the greatest advice I can give you is to try to convert anybody into just placing any small order. Because once they've done that, the barrier has shattered that they can actually order more from you. So even if it's something, it's a dollar, you know, anything, the fact is once they place an order and they actually receive something from you, the connection has been made and they broke the ability to say, I'm dealing with somebody else right now, I'm loyal to somebody else, because once they try you out. So as a new salesperson or any salesperson that's trying to get a customer, a business owner to engage them, and they say, I'm currently dealing with they're currently dealing with somebody else, the response really could be, I understand that, and I'm not looking for any business that I don't deserve. But as we see, times are very tricky. And at a moment's notice, you may need somebody else. I don't want all of your business, nor do I want any business that I don't deserve. But I do want to just give you a chance to, you know, engage with me. Give me just a chance to get you a order, a product, a service, just to get a sample of what we offer you. You're now a customer with us. And at any moment down the road, since you're already an established customer, you can always increase that if that's your desire. But from your perspective, as you've seen in the past year, there's nothing more valuable or important to have a backup supplier or service that can give you what you need. And the best way to do that is start right now when you do have somebody else. And at a moment's notice, we can give you anything you need down the road.
Now, Adam, of course, one of the key questions for all the salespeople out there is going through their mind is like, okay, it's a great idea, and I get it. You want to get your foot in the door and be at least on the vendor, on the approved vendor list, so to speak. Okay. But many times a company will challenge the new salesperson, say, okay, you know what? I'm willing to give you a try, but you got to cut your price. You got to take a haircut. If they're right. Challenging the person on price, but – so I'm going to leave it to you. Should they allow themselves that they have to come in and – kind of lowball the other vendor, or should they hold the line when they're in that position? What's your take on that?
You know, listen, unless somebody, and this is probably one of the biggest takeaways for your audience, people always feel like they have to compete on price. And unless you're selling a product, again, if it's only about price, only price, they would Google the cheapest X or go on Amazon and buy the cheapest Y, and they'll do that. Every time there's somebody else in the equation, whether it's a different type of product, it's a salesperson that can deliver better service, it's a company making a superior product, it's a company that can deliver something much quicker. Anytime it's not just about price, which I will tell you is 95% of the time, it's not just about price, but salespeople get very thrown because the consumer says, the business owner says, I want it cheaper, I want it, you know. And what happens is they get, I'm being dramatic, but this is what happens. They get sucked into the price war, and then it's all about price. And ultimately, a lot of times, you can't compete on price. So I never, ever compete on price. I think it's a mistake. I think once you're dealing in the price world, you're now going ahead and now competing with people out there that maybe can offer cheaper. But I tell people, listen, I don't, you know, we come with the best foot forward. We give you the best price up front. However, in addition to what we give to you a great price up front, we provide all these ancillary benefits you can't get from the cheapest product out there. I mentioned some of those just now. So it's important to kind of push back a little bit, because it's a psychological trick that people do as a consumer. They try to get you to buy into the price, you know, the price mentality. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people all the time, I said, you know, people don't care what they pay. They really don't. They care what they pay in relation to what they think they could have or should have paid. Meaning that people just don't want to feel like they'd be taken advantage of. So how many times you bought something and found out your friend got it $10 cheaper and you had a knot in your stomach all day long? Conversely, you bought something, you found that somebody paid more than you. You feel great about your decision. It's not so much what you pay. It's what you pay when you think you should have paid. So therefore, consumers are programmed to always just haggle and push back and fight for a better price. And it takes a lot of pressure off a customer if they know upfront, this is the price. So there are techniques I teach if you have to drop the price, and how to still keep the integrity of what you're saying and still keep the integrity of not dropping the price. At the same time, offer some kind of discount or incentive to make a decision to act now. But as an overall philosophy, I recommend salespeople just very beautifully and directly, this is our price. And when someone pushes back, and I'll give you a great way to respond potentially, mm-hmm. when somebody says, if you're offering a product and someone says to you, if your price, let's say, is $50, and someone says $50, I can get that for $45. My response is, listen, if you look hard enough, this guy's out there selling it for $40, maybe $35. There's no question about it. There's cheaper people out there than I am. Instead of making price something you're embarrassed about, where they say it's 45 and salespeople get their ego engaged. Oh, it's not the same product and you don't know what you're getting and it's a secondhand merchandise and it'll break when you use it. Or that's not true. It's not $45. All those things never work. It's just a way to challenge somebody, and you may win the battle but lose the war. So I agree with them and I one up them. Someone says they have a price better than mine. I tell them, yeah, listen, it's even cheaper than that. If you look hard enough, you may find it even better discounted than that. However, the reason our price is X is because of these other variables. And then I would say as follows, listen, Mr. Consumer, Mrs. Business Owner, no matter who you buy the product from or the service from, no matter who it is, me or somebody else, here are three things to always keep in mind, no matter who you buy it from. And then introduce elements that that they may not be aware of, like a warranty, like the quality, like the service, like the deliverable. Whether you buy from me or somebody else, make sure it can be there in 3 days. Make sure there's a warranty behind it. Make sure there's a service department that can service you at a moment's notice. And that will now get you out of the price game into a new product. It's not apples to apples anymore. It's apples to a whole different category. And therefore, price is not part of the equation anymore, because now I offered you and have elevated my product or service into a whole different category.
Adam Lieberman, president of Lieberman Training, and there's a reason why he's sought out around the world by executives and salespeople and sales teams. Adam, how can people find out more about your offerings?
Thank you. Go to LiebermanTraining.com, LiebermanTraining.com. Again, you can see some videos, sample of my training, and see if I can give you a good fit for your organization.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned. If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit bottomlinemg.com, that's bottomlinemg.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com. Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol, Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Sol, Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol, Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
All right, we're back. We're back with Adam Lieberman, president of Lieberman Training. Thank you so much for, he's a busy guy. We had to fight to get him on, but we did. Adam, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
A pleasure. Thank you, Yitz.
Yes. Adam is one of the leading sales training and sales coaches out there. He works with many companies and individual executives on, if we have time, we'll even try to get to how to scale a company. I mean, he has experience in that as well. However, now we're going to get to one of the most exciting subjects for any sales individual and, of course, for companies that have a sales team, and that is building out the sales funnel. And it's not the same for every business. It's not. However, there is a general idea of how to build out a sales funnel. So I'm going to turn to Adam now. Say, you know, let's say a typical B2B. We'll let's say focus on B2B, and that is what does the sales funnel look like? Maybe you can even touch on some. And you can touch on some of the elements, about also marketing, because marketing and sales interact with each other. Of course, the salesperson closes the deal, but marketing, sales, building out that sales funnel. Sorry to interrupt, Adam. It's all yours.
No, beautiful. So again, it's there's a lot to unpack in what you asked for, but I think it's a great takeaway for the audience. How to grow and build the sales team, how to expand the sales team, and the sales funnel with inside the sales team. And it really goes hand in hand. So some major bullet points. Bullet point number one is, as you grow a sales team, you'll always have these, you know, rising superstars that come into an organization. Initially, you know, they right out from the gate, you know, could be very little training. They have a connection to the product or service. They're enthusiastic about it, which, you know, in my overall sales training that I teach, the number one component about being successful in sales and define a successful sales career, the number one thing is you must have belief in the product or service you're selling. Meaning that if you weren't working for this company, would you use this product? Would you buy this service? Would you engage the same company if you weren't employed by them? You must believe wholeheartedly in the product or service. So some people come into a company and they naturally connect to the company's product or the service or the offering, and they hit the ground running and they do great. And as they grow and they get more sales, here's the tip I sell. I work a lot, as you know, with a lot of CEOs and people that run sales organizations. And the biggest thing they need to do is how to scale or grow the organization. So a major takeaway is as follows. It's a misnomer that people feel like you need more bodies to get more sales. I say the opposite. I say, if you care about the numbers, just make your top people more effective, more productive. Get them more doing the things they need to do during the day that actually brings in sales versus activities that just don't bring in sales. So for example, many times when somebody starts, if you're a salesperson, you're doing 12 different things, right? You're obviously engaging the customer, you're getting the order, you're bringing it to the order department, you're following up on the shipment, they call it an issue, a complaint, a concern, you deal with that. Then there's an issue that comes up again, you have to follow paperwork, the bill doesn't get paid on time, you follow up with the billing department. You're doing a lot of activities during the course of a day that don't involve selling. So the first thing I tell people that want to grow their sales teams or build their sales forces, if you have a top producer, a top person that naturally connects to it, don't find another one. Let's call him Charlie. Don't find another Charlie. Just make Charlie more productive. Have Charlie do more things that actually bring in revenue and create sales. So you'll find it's the 80-20 rule. People that are familiar know that typically 80% of your time or effort will bring in 20% of something, and vice versa. 20% of something brings in 80% of something. So a lot of times a salesperson will find he spends 20% of his time in sales, 80% in non-sales related activities. And therefore the key is, let's bring in other people. It could be a customer service person, could be a billing department, could be someone to handhold and post order. Could be, you know, a right-hand assistant to help him with all the paperwork once the order comes in. So that's tip number one. Make Charlie more effective, more productive, creating more sales, and take office plate things, which the key question is, can someone else be doing this or must it only be Charlie? Charlie can only engage the customer. Charlie can close a sale. Charlie can deal with issues that only Charlie has to deal with. But most times, Charlie slowed down with issues that don't concern the sales process, and that can be delegated to somebody else. Step two, another key point I train CEOs on is they make a mistake and they will promote a top salesperson to a manager, to a sales manager. A lot of times the owner in companies or the founder becomes the de facto sales manager because they were doing the sales initially. They bring somebody else on, they handhold, they train them, and they become their go-to person. As a company grows and scales, they have to remove themselves from that sales management role. They look around and they bring on Charlie, who's doing great, and they promote him to a sales manager. Oftentimes, it's a complete flop. Not because Charlie's not a great guy and a wonderful guy, but it's a different skill set. Leading, managing, and building people is a different skill set than selling to a customer. So oftentimes when you promote a top salesperson to a manager, two things happen. You get an unproductive salesperson, Charlie's selling a lot less because his time is now divided, and you have a manager that unfortunately doesn't have the skill set necessary to grow and build, motivate a sales team. So that's what happens. So that's the key point, growing a sales team, trying to make your top salespeople more productive and resist the urge to promote him to a sales manager. Okay, that's tip one. In turn, that makes sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's like so sad. You think about it, it's like bad to worse. You have a guy who's a great salesperson, you make him the sales manager, and he's A, not able to bring in his regular quota because he's not doing regular sales, and he's not a fit for that position. So it's just like bad and worse.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. And it's a big temptation because people feel like, well, if you did it, train other people how to do it. Now, Charlie could be great at giving tips and maybe giving a sales meeting or maybe helping somebody close a sale. That's Charlie's sweet spot. But as you know, you run a large company, you know there is a different skill set involved dealing with employees and how to motivate and build a team and build a company than it is in terms of actually selling a product or service. So that's that point. Yes. Now, in terms of the sales funnel you mentioned earlier, that really ties and dovetails very nicely into how to go out and build a sales team. And here's why. If you're developing a sales funnel, there are many points of contact or points you're going to be speaking to a customer. It may be initial marketing where they're responding to an ad. It may be when they first call up, you know, unsolicited about a product or service or finding out more information about it. It may be once they, you know, engage somebody and it's a follow-up phone call. There are many points along that continuum where somebody engages a company, whether proactively or reactively. Let's call it on a football field. It's on the 10-yard line. And many yards between that point and actually scoring a touchdown, the analogy being closing the sale. Mm-hmm. And people have different skill sets along that way, meaning that it may be a very talented customer service person can beautifully explain a product or service, but doesn't have the desire or the skill set to actually close that information right into a sale. Other people have no time, desire, interest in actually educating a customer on a product or service, but they love a person post-educated and close that sale. So a lot of times people in an organization, they can be all salespeople. Many people love Zoom meetings. You know, people are great on Zoom, many of them. I know salespeople that now have a passion for Zoom meetings. They save a lot of time, they connect. Other people, literally, they cannot wait to get back in the car and be on the road or be able to speak to someone, whether it be face-to-face or engage someone back on the phone. And here's why. Every personality is different. And a big challenge that sales organizations encounter is they try to make all things to all people, meaning they'll make a salesperson do many activities that may not be his strength. And you can interview salespeople. Your audience is welcome to interview the salespeople, and people are very surprised as a CEO to find this out. They'll ask them, would you rather be face-to-face, on the phone, in a Zoom, which do you prefer? And what they thought the answer was is very different. Do you prefer to close a sale or to educate somebody? Do you prefer to go ahead and do the paperwork? Do you prefer to save the sale once it kind of die down? Do you prefer to deal with people right now to deal with a competitor? Do you prefer to deal with somebody face-to-face to close the sale? Many times you'll find there's different parts and different industries that require a different interaction. And all salespeople are different. So many times when I go into a company, they have all salespeople doing the exact same thing. They'll prospect, they'll get information, they'll try to close, they'll try to follow up, they try to close again, and they do the process over and over and over again. But if I ask them in that 5 or 6 or 7 steps where it takes between the initial interaction and closing the sale, which of those do you find the biggest challenge with? And everyone has a different answer. Some people say closing. Some people say, you know, I love closing, but I can't get the person on the phone. Some people say, when they're on the phone, I can't engage them in a Zoom meeting. So what you'll find is companies that take my training have set up their organizations much differently, where there's 2 or 3 salespeople, but instead of doing the same activities, each person, they divide and conquer. Each one person does X, another person does Y, and a third person does Z, and they all use what their special strength is that they were born with and utilize that to its fullest versus spreading it around in areas that's not their passion.
Wow. Building a real team. My guest is Adam Lieberman, president of Lieberman Training. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
LiebermanTraining.com. You see some videos and some things that I offer, and see if we are a good fit together.
Amazing. And thank you for sharing such great stuff. We're going to be back for the last segment just right after this.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and I'm excited to tell you about my new book, I'll Be Back, How to Get Customers to Come Back Again and Again. Now, this book is packed with idea after idea on how to, just as the title implies, get your customers to come back. In the book, you'll learn that repeat customers aren't always loyal customers. Now, both are great, but there's a big difference. You'll also learn about 10 reasons a customer may stop doing business with you and 3 reasons you would stop doing business with them. And one of my favorite lessons is a 6-step process for creating an I'll be back strategy. Of course, there's much, much more. The book ships out in September, but purchase it today and you'll get instant access to the ebook at no extra charge. Just go to www.illbebackbook.com. Again, that's www.illbebackbook.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
If you're running a business, you know how hard it is to penetrate your target market, but I'm looking to change that. Hi, I'm Yitzhak Saflis, host of the Mind Your Business Show and CEO of Bottom Line Marketing Group. Visit BottomLineMG.com, that's BottomLineMG.com, to get an idea for how we can help your business grow and increase market share. Call me for a free marketing consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Gotta go. And we're back for the last segment of tonight's show. We have none other than Adam Lieberman, president of Lieberman Training. Adam is sharing such amazing advice, specifically for the sales world. But hey, every company, right, lives and dies on sales. I don't know, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but certainly the success to a very large degree is through the sales team and those salespeople. And that's why, as Adam points out many times, you know, a salesperson could write their own ticket. They really could write their own ticket. They're irreplaceable because they are the lifeblood of the new business that comes in. Well, Adam, in this last section, because you coach many executives as well in terms of scaling their business, perhaps we could talk about growth and expansion, when it makes sense. And I even heard, you know, we've schmoozed, you know, offline. There were times when you told a company that you should not expand right now. What? They want to expand. Could you share some insights into that?
Certainly. But going back to the point you just made, though, you know, salespeople have always been in demand. There was a big article in the Wall Street Journal last week talk about there's so many sales openings and companies that can't even be filled. These are significant six-figure jobs. So the bottom line is salespeople keep the lights on. No one as an executive, as an owner, looks at, you know, at the P&L of a company and looks at all the, you know, what's going on in the business and looks at it and tries to cut expenses and let the salespeople go. That'll never happen, right? Salespeople are the last people standing. They keep the lights on, they pay the bills, and they can, as you just said, write their own ticket. I mean, salespeople literally fill the numbers in on the check. The boss may sign it, but they can determine their own path. And, you know, sales skills are very interchangeable. You know, a lot of times a top salesperson can be successful selling a product or a service, because ultimately, once you know how to sell and connect and can close, and you understand fundamental psychological techniques, how to actually present something in a way that actually is compelling, then ultimately, you know, you can write your own ticket. And people come to me when they are successful in sales and they want to grow their business, or they want to start their own company, or people may have invented or came up with a great product or service. They want to now launch their own business. And I deal with a lot of people that want to grow a business either from one location or one office or a small team to a much larger team. And I think there's some major misnomer, so to speak, when people try to grow and build a business. So first of all, people will come and they have a, you know, they want to market a new product, right? And they have a new product or service. They just, you know, typically a product they invented or came up with, or a service they want to launch. It's a new idea, and they need capital. They need to grow their business or start their business. And one thing I'm faced with often is trying to advise people and coach people if it makes sense to take on a partner, if it makes sense to, you know, go into debt. And obviously, you know, there's not a one size fits all. It'd be irresponsible to say there's a one size fits all, or you must always do A or B. But I will generally just recommend as follows, is that the best partnerships I've seen survive, and the ones I see, unfortunately, sadly, don't survive, is that initially people must come to the table or the relationship or the partnership with a different skill set or something else they're contributing. When partnerships work, it's someone that has the proverbial great idea. He's an inventor. He wants to be the operations. He came up with a great concept, and he needs capital, real capital, to actually make his business come out of the starting gate and to grow and be successful. And that's really what venture capital has been built upon. People have an idea, venture capital comes in, and they make a business grow and expand and explode in many ways, in a very positive way. And people can look at it, you know, they're giving up a large piece of the company, right, and they do it with a big smile, because they know, but for the capital, they would much rather have, you know, 30% or 40% or 10% of something successful than 100% of something that actually never comes out and becomes even a reality. So that's where it can make sense. You have a person that came with a product or service, and he doesn't want to be, you know, wants to be, again, operations and just tinker with his product and making it better. And he has a dynamic salesperson that's going to go out there and light the world on fire and sell and market it. That's another good potential combination. So those partnerships tend to work many times, because people look at each other and say, but for you, I wouldn't be here a year down the road. When people resent partnerships, if people come to something with either very little money and the business takes off successfully, and the guy that actually came up with it and works every day, or the lady that works every day, will say, why did I do, you know, give up so much for such a small amount of money? And they resent that relationship because the money wasn't big enough of a contribution to warrant this partnership or this relationship. Or two people come to the company and they have the same skill set, and people always feel like sometimes they're working harder, and but for them, the company wouldn't even be around. And if they left tomorrow, it would fall apart because they have overlapping responsibilities. So partnerships work when there's a delineation of responsibilities, when it starts up, and more importantly, when it begins initially, you have two diametrically opposite contributions in that partnership to start it off with.
Wow, such a smart advice. It can't be two, or in general, should not be two complementary individuals to bring the same thing to the table, because then this is going to create that resentment, et cetera, and they're just not going to be able to scale as much. It needs two different skill sets or two different buckets that are being filled. One is, you know, the investment partner. One is the talent or the skill set or the experience or the advice, et cetera. That's how you build a great partnership.
Correct. And again, imagine, just take an example. You know, say someone is a phenomenal chef. I mean, a great chef. I mean, no one ever recommends to this person, bring on two chefs in the kitchen. That's the old saying, right? So you want to have one chef that's going to be a great chef, and someone else, the business person, that's going to grow and build the restaurant brand. That's a great relationship, right? Because the guy that's the chef wants to create and just do great things and use his talent in a way, not think about the business. And the person that's running the business with the capital could barely boil water, right? And that's a real partnership. But can you imagine vice versa, where the guy that's in the chef brings on another chef, and they open a restaurant together with no business background, no business, you know, right. You know, that's where it's very dangerous.
Adam, we are approaching the close, and you shared such amazing advice. Before we get to my final takeaway question, how can people find out more about the services that you offer to so many companies out there?
Thank you. LiebermanTraining.com. You can find out more about what I do and some videos and some highlights of the speeches that I've given.
And we certainly hope that tonight's video is going to get up there.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Pleasure.
All right.
Your pleasure.
Thank you. Well, Adam, as we approach the close, what is a final one-minute takeaway that you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
The key thing in any salesperson that's out there, you know, recommending a product or service, or an organization that's growing a team, or someone starting a company, is surround yourself with the right people. Ultimately, the culture dictates the company. Ultimately, the right people around you will make you or break you. Obviously, when it comes to marketing, you know, your company, bottom line marketing, I'm a huge fan of.
Anecdotally,
many people have used your company that I know very well.
Thank you.
And are thrilled with it, because ultimately you're an expert in what you do. And that's a slice you bring to the table to help somebody market and grow their business. So no matter what you have in a company, bring the right kind of people into your organization and surround yourself with the right kind of people, because that will allow you to do what you're great at. If you look at a pizza pie, right? There are, you know, there's 8 slices. There's only one slice that you're great at. Everybody. Almighty God gave us everyone a unique talent that we're just from birth, comes easy and naturally to us. And you're great at that one slice. You'll do it for nothing, you know, ultimately, if you wanted to, because you love doing it so much. And that's something should be your passion, your focus. That should dictate what you spend the majority of your time ultimately geared towards. And those other 7 slices, hire the best people around you.
Adam put it so well. Yep. It's God-given talent, and God made us all different, and each one has so much to bring to society, so much to bring to the table. Wow. This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. I want to remind everyone that tonight's show will go up also on our popular YouTube channel. If you subscribe at 7 on YouTube, 710WOR, Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710WOR, Mind Your Business. And you subscribe, you will automatically be notified when tonight's show goes live. And of course, you can access all past shows by going to mybradio.com. Well, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. here on 710WOR for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a successful week.
710WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.